Several years ago, I have a classmate in seminary who was sharing to me his ministry. Kakaiba ho yung ministry niya. Kasi while the rest of us were reaching out to college students or we are sharing Jesus to our people in the workplace or our neighbors, pero itong missionary na ito, ang sinesira niya ho mga Muslim.
Wow, sabi ko, wow, kakaiba yung ministry mo pare ah.
So he was reaching out to the people in Quiapo. This is a place where Muslims thrive and do business and you know send their kids to school. At habang nagkikwento siya ng kanyang kakaibang ministry ito, manghang-mangha ako, sabi ko, amazing. It's a different ministry. Mahirap, challenging. Pero it's a beautiful ministry. Ano? There are Muslims who are knowing Jesus, who are going to his life groups and they are getting to know the God of Christianity and all of that. Pero one thing unique in this conversation, na medyo na-awestruck talaga ako. Amazing, amazing. Sabi niya, Mike, did you know there are many things I gave up? And one of them is I gave up eating pork. Ha? Huh? Di ba pare, favorite mo ang pork steak tsaka pork chop and everything, di ba? Picadillo and all of that. Ang paborito mo, pang oo nga pare, pero I gave it up kasi pare, naaamoy nila. Pagka kumakain ka ng baboy, sabi ko, ganun ba? Hindi ako pwede doon, hindi ka pwede doon. Mike, sabi niya ganun. And then he says, Mike, I gave up a lot of things, including my favorite food, for the sake of honoring God, for the sake of accomplishing my mission to the Muslims, and for the sake of bringing these people to Jesus. Ang ganda ho, ano? And so that is the invitation of God to us in our journey as Christians. Giving up our rights, giving up our privileges and our comfort and our favorites, para lang maparangalan ng Diyos. At para maraming maligtas. So that's why today, the title of our passage and our message today is, Gamitin ang Kalayaan Mo for the Glory of God. Ayan, nasa 1 Corinthians chapter 10 pa rin ho tayo, pero the latter part, verses 14 until chapter 11, verse 1. Ang ganda ho nito, ano? Kung maalala po natin, ang buong 1 Corinthians ho, ang sulat ni Pablo sa mga Kristiyano sa Korinto, ay mababahagi sa tatlong parts, three parts. The first part is divisions in the church. Chapters 1 to 4 talks about yung kanilang mga factions, yung kanilang mga fans club. Kala nila popularity contest ito. Ah, kay Peter ako. Ay, kay Paul ako. Ay, kay Apollo ako. Ay, kay Jesus ako. Parang hati-hati sila. Away-away. And then the second part is disorder in the church. There are sexual scandals, nagdidimandahan sila. There are lawsuits in the church. And now there's food issues. Bawal bang kainin nito? Pwede bang kainin nito? Pwede bang uminom nito? And then finally, the book ends doubting in the church. Chapters 15 to 16 ends the book by addressing their theological doubts. Totoo bang nabuhay si Jesus mula sa mga patay? Is the resurrection true? Ano ba? So they are really going through some theological problems, relational problems, and organizational problems as a church. Para ding modern church, ano, marami tayong mga problems. In other words, the book of Corinthians is actually an invitation by the Apostle Paul to live for Christ, to love Jesus, and to love one another through the cross and through the gospel. Oh, maalala nyo, the past few weeks, we talked about, for example, chapter 8 talks about do not use your knowledge to destroy the weak. Huwag kayong mayabang dahil marami kayong alam. Pero nasisira naman nyo yung iba. The second, chapter 9 is about do not use your rights to hinder the gospel. Huwag mauna yung karapatan ninyo. Unahin ninyo na maborn again muna yung mga tao. And chapter 10, today, we'll talk about do not use your freedom to offend others. So marami silang pinag-uusapan, marami silang pinagtatalunan sa Corinthian church, no? So the last few weeks we talked about their sex disputes, problems about sexual immorality, sexual relationships and sexual scandals. Kasi ang problema ng mga Corinthians, pinalaya na ako ni Jesus. I can do whatever I want with my body. Sabi ni Apostle Paul, no. Your body does not belong to you. Your body belongs to Jesus. You were bought with a price. Hindi pwedeng kung ano-ano lang gawin nyo sa katawan ninyo. Oo, malaya kayo, pero you use your body to glorify God. And now, hindi naman to tungkol sa sex. Chapter 10 is about food. Ngayon malaya na tayo. We can eat anything we want. We can do anything we want. We can drink anything we want. Sabi ni Apostle Paul, yes, tama, kaya niyong kainin lahat, pwede niyong inumin lahat at gawin lahat. Pero, tandaan ninyo na may mas mahalaga nang higit pa sa pagkain at inumin. And that is when you honor God and when you love others more than your freedom and more than your preferences. Kasi nung panahon nila, nung ancient times sa Greece, there are many religions and the Greek culture, they worship many gods. There's a plethora of gods. They worship Adonis, they worship Aphrodite and Diana and Apollo. Ang dami nilang mga diyos-diyosan. And many times, they do rituals by offering food to the gods. Doon nagsimula yun, no? Food offered to idols. There's a feast, there's a ritual, there is a worship to Apollo or to Diana or Aphrodite. Tapos yung hinain nilang pagkain, mga kinatay na mga hayop, kakainin nila yun. So they are now known as food that were offered to the idols. So the Jews, sabi nila, ay, bawal yan, bawal kainin yan. E na, born again sila. Noong naging Christian yung mga Jews, sabi nila, bawal kainin yan na. Pwede na bang kainin yan? Ngayon, di na tayo, Christian na tayo eh. Baka pwede na. The Gentiles, on the other hand, they were used to eating food to the idols. Eh, kinalakihan nila yun eh. Piesta dito, piesta doon. Kainin natin. These are food offered to the temples of the gods. Ngayon na Christian na tayo, pwede pa ba? Kakainin pa ba natin itong mga to? Di ba, tinalikuran na natin ito? Why do we eat this? And the Apostle Paul says, you know, it's not about eating or drinking anything. It's about honoring God. And that is why the main instruction in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 is this. So whatever you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Boom! Galing! Sabi ni Apostle Paul, kaya nga kung kumakain kayo o umiinom, kahit anong ginagawa ninyo, gawin nyo ito ng lahat ng yun para bigyan ng honor ang Diyos. So hindi daw yan sa bawal bang kainin to? Pwede bang kainin to? Bawal bang inumin ito? Pwede bang inumin ito? Hindi, hindi, hindi. Sabi ni Apostle Paul, kahit ano ginagawa ninyo, walang bawal-bawal. Pero, kailangan for the honor of God. Ganito rin yung sinabi niya sa Book of Romans. Sabi niya, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of what we eat or drink, but of living a life of goodness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Ay, ganda! In other words, sinasabi niya, kasi ang paghahari ng Diyos ay hindi tungkol sa pagkain at inumin. Tungkol ito sa tama, payapa, at masayang pamumuhay na nanggagaling sa Holy Spirit. In other words, sinasabi ni Apostle Paul, the Christian religion is not about rules and regulations. The Christian life is not about do's and don'ts. Bawal yan. Pwede yan. Hindi dapat kinakain. Christian ka na, ba't iniinom mo pa yan? Christian ka na, dapat di mo na kinakain yan. Sabi ni Apostle Paul, it's not about do's and don'ts. It's not about rules and regulations. It's about a relationship. Ah, a relationship with God. Napaparangalan ba ang Diyos sa buhay mo, sa ugali mo, sa ginagawa mo? Ayan. And it's about a relationship with others. May na-istumble ba? May natitisod ba? May naaasar ba sa'yo dahil sa ginagawa mo? And that is why Jesus himself said this. Kahit sa Jesus sinabi niya to eh. Sabi niya sa Matthew chapter 15, it is not what people put in their mouths that matters, that makes them unclean. It is what comes out of their mouths that makes them unclean. Ang galing! Sabi ni Jesus, hindi ang pinapasok ng tao sa kanyang bibig ang nagpaparumi sa kanya, kundi yung lumalabas sa bibig, yun ang nagpaparumi sa kanya. Sa madaling salita, sinasabi ni Jesus, wala yan sa kung kinakain mo malinis o madumi. Yung iniinom mo ba, masama o maganda. Sinasabi ni Jesus, yung puso mo ba, puro basura. Kasi kung puro basura ang puso mo, kahit na ang linis ng kinakain mo at iniinom mo, yung lumalabas sa bibig, ang dumi. Yung lumalabas sa isip, ang baho. For the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Ang galing naman yan, chapter 10. Welcome to chapter 10. So that's why today we'll talk about Christians must use their freedom for the glory of God by breaking evil behavior, by building people up, by bringing sinners to salvation, and becoming like Christ in the way they live. In other words, our desire to honor God and our love for others must be stronger than our personal rights and freedom. Ah, this is amazing. This is good. Today, we'll talk about this question. How should Christians use their freedom for the glory of God? And we'll talk about four beautiful, powerful handrails.
May mga gabay. Paano nga ba pa, Pastor Mike, mapaparangalan ng Diyos sa aking kalayaan?
Number one, use your freedom to break evil behavior. Number two, use your freedom to build people up. Number three, use your freedom to bring sinners to salvation. And number four, use your freedom to become like Christ in the way you live. So let's begin. This is the first. How should Christians use their freedom? Number one, use your freedom to break evil behavior.
Kumbaga, sinasabi ni Apostle Paul, malaya na kayo. Actually, walang bawal sa Christian. Pero, gawin nyo ang lahat para iwasan ang masama, iwasan ang gawa ng demonyo, iwasan ang kasalanan. To break evil behavior.
And then, in fact, he mentioned them to remember. Tandaan ninyo? Naalala nyo ba? The people of Israel were once a slave. They were in Egypt. They were slaves. Pinalaya sila ni Lord. Anong ginawa nila sa kalayaan nila? Ayun. Nagpakasama. Sumamba sa demonyo. Sumama sa Diyos-Diyosan. He says, yet after all of this, most of them, Israel, did not obey God. Can you imagine? They were given fire by night and cloud by day. They were given rivers in the desert. Sabi ni Apostle Paul, yet after all of these blessings, they did not obey God. And He destroyed them in the wilderness. From this lesson, we are warned. May warning na kayo, ha? Huwag niyong gayahin to. We must not desire evil things as they did, nor worship idols as they did. Sabi niya, pero kahit na ganun, hindi natuwa ang Diyos sa marami sa kanila. Kaya namatay sila at nagkalat ang mga bangkay nila sa desert. Nangyari ang mga bagay na yan para maging warning sa atin. Para hindi natin gustuhin gumawa ng masama gaya ng ginawa nila. Huwag kayong sumamba sa Diyos-Diyosan gaya ng ginawa ng iba sa kanila. Pasumaite ka muna. What is an idol? Ano ba ang Diyos-Diyosan? Well, in the ancient times, this is a god. This is a counter god. This is a counterfeit god. Yung mga gods invented by human imaginations. Mga katang-isip. That's why they're known as mythologies. And so when they worship to other gods instead of the true God, it's called idolatry. But sometimes it's not a statue. Sometimes it's not a mythological god. Sometimes it's money. Some people worship the god of money. Sometimes it's an applause. They want more likes, more followers, more popularity. Sometimes it's a property, your land, your car, your house, your wealth, your bank account. They become gods. Yes, they can be blessings from God, but they become cursed when you worship the blessing and turn your back to the blesser. Yun daw ho ang Diyos-Diyosan. It's anything or anyone that replaces God in our hearts. An idol. In our lives is something that takes much of your time, it takes much of your money, takes all of your energy, and takes much of your love. Instead of giving it to God, you give it to someone else or something else. Ang tawag daw ho doon, idols. The Apostle Paul is warning them, yes, you're free. Pinatawad ka na ni Jesus. Nilinis ka na ni Jesus. Niligtas ka na ni Jesus. Pinalaya ka na ni Jesus. You are free in Christ, but use your freedom to say no to sin. Huwag mo nang balikan yung basura. Nilinis ka na nga ni Lord eh. Don't go back to the demonic, evil, sinful way of life when you are now redeemed and forgiven and accepted by God. Kaya nga sabi niya sa verse 14 and 16, therefore, my dear friends, flee from idolatry. Iwasan niyo yan, yung mga idols na yan. I speak to sensible people. Judge for yourselves what I say. It's not the cup of thanksgiving for which we give thanks, a participation in the blood of Christ. Excuse me. And it's not the bread that we break, a participation in the body of Christ. Parang sinasabi niya, kaya mga kaibigan, huwag kayong sumamba sa mga Diyos-Diyosan. Kinakausap ko kayong bilang mga taong matino. Kayo nang mag-judge sa sinasabi ko, yung baso sa Lord's Supper na pinapasalamatan natin sa Diyos. Pag uminom kayo doon, nakikishare kayo sa dugo ni Christ. At yung tinapay na pinapera-persa natin tuwing Lord's Supper, kapag kinain natin, nakikipag-share tayo sa katawan ni Christ. What is Paul saying? He's saying, this is who you are. You now belong to Jesus. Diba tuwing Lord's Supper, we break the bread, we drink the cup. We are telling the world, I belong to Jesus na. Pinatawad na ako ni Lord. Niligtas na ako ni Lord. Ayan. Sinasabi niya, this is who you are. Huwag na kayong makisawsaw.
sa magsamba sa demonyo. Huwag na kayong makiayon sa mga pagsamba ng mga iba-ibang Diyos. You now belong to Jesus. You are now redeemed. You are now partakers. The word he used for the word partaking is koinonia. This is the word for fellowship. You see, in the ancient times, when you break bread, when you share a meal with somebody else, you're saying, pare, we are one. We belong to one spirit, one body. It's like we are telling the world we belong to Jesus and we belong to one another. And the Apostle Paul is rebuking the Corinthians. Di ba ginagawa niyo yun? You're telling people, I belong to Jesus, I belong to the Christian world, pero nakikisawsaw pa rin kayo. You participate with the worship of demons by eating their food. Huwag niyo nang gawin yun. Yun, sinasabi niya, verse 20 to 21, what I'm saying is that those who offer food to these idols are united together in sacrificing to demons. Next slide, please. Certainly not to God. And I don't want any of you to be partners with demons when you eat the same food along with the heathen that has been offered to these idols. You cannot drink from the cup at the Lord's table and at Satan's table too. You cannot eat bread both at the Lord's table and at Satan's table. Parang sinasabi niya, sinasabi ko sa inyo, yung mga ino-offer sa altar ng Diyos-Diyosan, in-offer sa demonyo yun, hindi sa Diyos. Ayoko makipartner kayo sa mga demonyo. Hindi kayo pwedeng uminom sa baso ng Panginoon. Tapos iniinom din nyo yung baso ng mga demonyo. Hindi kayo pwedeng kumain sa mesa ng Panginoon. Tapos kinakain din nyo ang mesa ng mga demonyo. Parang sinasabi niya, na kay Lord na nga kayo. Tapos sinasabayan nyo pa, nakikisamba pa kayo sa temple. It's like they were confused. Ano ba? Pwede na bang kainin lahat? Or sometimes, kailangan natin maging wise, maging discerning. Parang sa panahon natin ngayon, may mga Christian pa rin na they worship in the Lord's house, the Lord's church, but at the same time, they worship money in the casino. Parang sabi ni Apostle Paul, wag, tigilan nyo na. Wag nyo nang balikan yung basura nyong buhay. Yan. Some people, they attend a life group and listen to the Lord and learn from the Lord, but they also go to the house of the adulterer. They still have their mistresses and still commit sexual immorality. Wag na, tigilan nyo na yan, hindi pwedeng sabay. Hindi pwedeng sumasamba kayo sa liwanag at inaangkin nyo pa rin ang dilim. Hindi pwedeng kumakain kayo sa hapag ng Panginoon at sa hapag ng Diablo. You cannot worship at the Lord's table and at Satan's table as well. So may mga Christians na, yeah, they love Jesus, they follow Jesus, pero meron silang Ouija boards, meron silang fascination sa witchcraft, mga demonic cultic activities, meron silang palm reading, meron silang fortune telling, meron silang horoscope. Sabi ni Apostle Paul, wag na! Wag na kayong sumasamba ka sa Diyos, pero sumusunod ka pa rin sa mga Diablo. You cannot entertain anything demonic or evil or cultic. Which brings us to number 2. Apostle Paul says, use your freedom to build people up. In other words, sinasabi niya, gamitin mo ang kalayaan mo, hindi lang para sa sarili mong kapakanan, kundi sa kapakanan ng iba. This is what he said. Sabi niya, we're allowed to do all things. Lahat pwedeng kainin, lahat pwedeng inumin. But not all things are good for us. We are allowed to do all things, but not all things help others grow stronger. Do not look out only for yourselves. Look out for the good of others also. Sabi niya, pwede naman namin gawin ng kahit ano. Totoo yan. Pero hindi lahat nakakabuti. Sige, pwedeng gawin ng kahit ano, pero hindi lahat yun nakakatulong. Huwag niyong isipin kung ano lang ang makakabuti para sa inyo. Isipin niyo rin ang iba. Parang sinasabi ni Apostle Paul, oo, walang bawal sa Christian. Walang bawal inumin, walang bawal isuot, walang bawal kainin. Wala! Lahat itong mga to ay pinagpala ng Panginoon. The earth is the Lord, sabi nga ni Apostle Paul. Pero, kapag kami nasasaktan sa ginagawa mo, pag may na-offend o nai-stumble sa kinakain mo, kapag mayroong natitisod at parang napapalayo sa Diyos dahil sa iniinom mo, tigilan mo. Oo! Sabi niya, verse 25 to 27, eat any meat that is sold in the meat market. Kainin niyo lahat. Do not ask questions about it. You may eat it because the earth belongs to the Lord and everything in it.
Those who are not believers may invite you to eat with them. Pag may nag-imbita sa'yo, kain lang, kahit na ano, huwag ka magtanong. Ito ba'y inoffer sa demonyo? Ito ba'y inoffer sa mga Diyos-Diyosan? If you want to go eat anything that is put before you, do not ask questions about it. Malaya tayo kay Kristo. But, eto na. But if anyone says to you, next slide please, that food was offered to idols, inoffer yan sa templo, do not eat it. Whoa. Do not eat it because of that person who told you and because eating it might be thought to be wrong. I don't mean you think it's wrong, but the other person might. Parang sinasabi niya, pero kung may nagsabi sa'yo, inoffer sa Diyos-Diyosan ang pagkain ito, huwag niyong kainin ang pagkain yun. Alang-alang sa tao na nagsabi sa inyo at alang-alang na rin sa konsensya niya. Ibig ko sabihin, konsensya ng taong nagsabi sa inyo, hindi yung konsensya ninyo. Parang sinasabi ni Apostle Paul, oh, malaya kayo, walang bawal kainin, walang bawal inumin, pero kapag mayroong na-offend sa kinakain mo, pag mayroong nasasaktan sa suot mo, pag mayroong natitisod sa iniinom mo o sa ginagawa mo, itigil mo. Stop it. Why? Because loving the person, building the person up is much more important than your rights, your freedom, your convenience, or your preferences. This is good. This is good. In other words, love is stronger than our rights. Love is greater than our freedom. Mas mahalaga yung nagmamahal ka kaysa pinipilit mo yung karapatan mo at yung gusto mo. Isang araw, meron akong many years ago, I had a discipleship group in college. So kaming magkakasama, magkakaibigan kami, we are part of growing together, knowing Jesus together as a discipleship group. So we had a retreat, we joined a retreat, and this retreat facility is awesome, amazing. They have swimming pool, they have basketball court, may ping pong table, they have a bowling alley, and they have a billiards table. Whoa! So we're so happy. Yung discipleship group namin, nagbibilyar kami. Maghapon kami nagbibilyar. Maya-maya, napansin ko, yung isa namin kasama sa grupo, nawawala, hindi namin makita. Nasaan ba ito? Yung pala nagtatampo, naiinis, nagagalit. Kinausap ko, bro, pare, what's happening? Why are you avoiding us? And then he told me his story. Mike, I grew up as a child playing billiards and gambling. Mike, laman ako ng bilyaran. Nawasak ang buhay ko sa sugal. When I became born again, when I followed Jesus, I turned my back on that garbage, that demonic, sinful life of billiards and gambling. That's why when I saw my discipleship groups, Christians, playing billiards, something in me was triggered. Parang nainis ako. Hindi ko kaya. Mike, tulungan niyo ko. And so I told my groupmates, pare, stop playing billiards. Someone is offended. Someone is hurt. There are some Christians who are not ready. And so our group stopped, oh pare, bowling na lang tayo, swimming na lang tayo, basketball na lang tayo. That's what the Apostle Paul is saying. Love is greater than freedom. Are we allowed to play billiards? Of course. We can play anything. But when people are hurt or offended by what we do, we stop. Several years ago, I was a host, I'm a driver, and I was a tour guide of a visiting pastor from Europe. Talagang magaling. Good pastor, good speaker, loves Jesus, godly man. So after ng conference, talagang gusto niya mag-break. And so I will invite him for dinner, we will eat somewhere, and he would order wine. He will order wine and beer. So nasasaka ako, nagbablas ako, ha? But pa to, pastor na to, umiinom ng alak. It seems that in Europe, wine is part of their cuisine. You know, beer and wine and liquor is part of their meal. Hindi pwedeng may pagkain pero walang alak. And so I told him, you know, in the Philippines, if the pastors see you, they will kill you. Huh? What kind of planet is this? You are not allowed to drink wine? This is the Philippines. And so he says, in my part of the country, wine is just natural. It's not sinful. It's not demonic. We're free to drink anything. Yes, yes, but this is the Philippines. Then he says, okay, because I love my brothers and my sisters, I'll stop. So, yun ang mga susunod na araw, uhaw siya. Parang, nagpipigil siya. Malabak, nabibilao ka. Magtubig ka, ha? Are we allowed to drink wine? The Bible says, Apostle Paul says, we're allowed to eat anything, drink anything. But, when people struggle, or offended, or hurt, stop. Because love is greater than freedom. You build others up. So, you know, our church, we have occasions, weddings, when someone from our members will distribute Black Label and Blue Label and whiskey and bourbon or whatnot. Or, you know, I have, you know, life group mates who will, you know, share a Chardonnay or a Merlot. But when there are people who are former alcoholics who see us, Mike, that was my life before. It destroyed my marriage, destroyed my liver, destroyed my life. I turned my back on that demonic garbage kind of life. Now I see you drinking. Apostle Paul says, stop. Someone is hurt. Someone is offended. Ah. So there was this German friend of mine, from a pastor from Switzerland and Germany. He came here. And so, a godly man, loves Jesus, beautiful teaching, ang galing, a person I admire until today. But he loves cigar. In Germany, you know, in that part of the world where everything is cold and dark, they want cigar all the time. Ano? Not cigarette, but cigar. Cuban cigar. Sabi niya, Mike, I want to look for Philippine cigar. Ah, what? What's, are you Christian? So judge pa more, ano? Hashtag judge pa more. So I brought him to Cultura in SM, and he saw this Ilocos cigar. Sabi niya, Mike, this is amazing, not too expensive. You know how much a Cuban cigar is? It's about $100 per box. Whoa, this is 200 pesos only. So he brought a lot of cigar, you know, and I was embarrassed and I was shy. Ano ba? Ano ba? Kasama kong pastor, naghahat ng cigar. And he said, oh Mike, I brought this, oh, you hold it for me. No, I'm a pastor, they will kill me. So we went to Starbucks, I had coffee, he had cigar, and I had bronchitis. What is the Apostle Paul saying? We can eat anything. We can drink anything. But when a brother who is weak is struggling with what you eat or drink, stop. Or when a non-believer is struggling or offended, stop. There was a time I have friends who are triggered in a beach. So we had a spiritual retreat, pero beach. Eh, in the beach, everyone wears the bikini. Sabi niya, Mike, punta tayo dito. Instead na mapalapit ka sa Diyos, mapapalayo ka sa Diyos, nagkakasala ako, puro nakabikini. Doon lang tayo sa Baguio, lahat nakakumot. So is the beach demonic? Is bikini sinful and demonic? And no, Apostle Paul says, we are free to wear anything. But if what you wear tempts or triggers or causes sin, stop. Or when the place triggers or tempts or causes people to stumble, choose another place. Choose another game. Choose another meal. Which brings us to guideline number 3. How do you use your freedom to glorify God? He says, oh, wait, let's go back to the passage in verse Romans chapter 14. He says, so let us try to do what makes peace and helps one another. Do not let the eating of food destroy the work of God. Whoa! All foods are all right to eat, but it is wrong to eat food that causes someone else to sin. It is better not to eat meat or drink wine or do anything that will cause your brother or sister to sin. Ang ganda ho, ano? Mag-effort kayo na gawin ang mga bagay na nagbibigay ng kapayapaan at nakaka-encourage sa isa't isa. Huwag mong hayaan ang masira ang ginagawa ng Diyos dahil sa paniniwala mo tungkol sa pagkain. Pwedeng kainin ang lahat ng pagkain. Pero maling kumain ng kahit ano kung yung ang mga ang magiging dahilan para magkasala ang iba. Mabuting wag nang kumain ng karne, uminom ng alak o gumawa ng kahit anong bagay na magiging dahilan para magkasala ang kapatid mo sa Panginoon. Oh wow, this is as clear as the day. So is the Apostle Paul talking about rules and regulations? Don't eat this, don't drink that. No, he's talking about wisdom. He's talking about maturity. He's talking about consideration. He's talking about love for those who may not be ready. So number three says, use your freedom to bring sinners to salvation. Gamitin mo ang kalayaan mo to bring people to the Lord. Yan. Sabi niya sa verse 32 to 33, never do anything that might hurt others, Jews, Greeks, or God's church. Just as I also try to please everybody in every way, I'm not trying to do what is good for me, but what is good for most people, so they can be saved. Sabi niya, wag kayong gagawa ng kahit na ano na magiging cause para magkasala mga Jews or Gentiles o mga miyembro ng simbahan ng Diyos. Gayahin niyo ako, tinatry kong magpasaya ng lahat ng tao sa lahat ng ginagawa ko. Hindi ko inuuna ang sarili kong kabutihan, kundi ang ikabubuti ng marami para maligtas sila. Isn't this amazing? Isn't this the kind of life that God wants us to have? No rules, no regulations, no legalism, no do's and don'ts, but the only rule we follow is the rule of love. The only rule we follow is the glory of God. Do we live our lives to honor God? Do we live our lives to love people? Do we live our lives to bring souls to Jesus Christ? Yun talaga ang mga tanungan dito. That's why 1 Corinthians chapter 9 also mentions exactly the same idea. Apostle Paul says, even though I'm a free man with no master, wala akong amo, hindi ako alipin ng kahit kanino, I can do everything. Sabi niya, I am free. I have become a slave to all people to bring many to Christ. Yes, I try to find common ground with everyone, doing everything I can to save some. I do everything to spread the good news. Ang ganda ho, ano? Sabi niya, kahit malaya ako at hindi alipin ng kahit sino, nagpapaalipin ako sa lahat para makonvince ko ang mas marami tao tungkol kay Christ. Kaya nakisama akong mabuti sa lahat ng tao gamit ang lahat ng posibleng paraan para masave ko ang ilan sa kanila. Ginagawa ko ang lahat ng ito alang-alang sa magandang balita. So are we doing something that offends our family, offends your spouse, or hinders your children to know the Lord? Meron ba tayong kinakain, iniinom, ginagawa, pinupuntahan, pinapanood, kinakanta, binabasa, o sinusuot na nagkakasala ang iba? Apostle Paul says, stop. Tigilan mo. Kasi mas mahalaga yung pagmamahal kaysa sa kalayaan mo. Bawal ba? Pastor Mike, inumin to. Bawal bang kainin to? Hindi. Bible says, the Lord owns everything. The kingdom of God is not a matter of eating or drinking or what you wear. The kingdom of God is a matter of harmony, peace, the power of the Holy Spirit, righteousness. In other words, sinasabi ni Apostle Paul, gawin mo ang lahat para yung mga tao mapalapit kay Lord. Kahit na kailangan mo i-give up yung favorite mo. Kahit na i-give up mo yung pangarap mo. Kahit na i-give up mo yung comfort mo. Kahit na-give up mo yung karapatan mo para lang maligtas sila. This is what honors God. People coming to the cross. Coming to the Lord. So in other words, the Apostle Paul is telling two wrongs. Dalawang mali. On one side, mali. It is wrong to think and to preach and to advocate that the Bible prohibits you from eating this or prohibits you from drinking this or wearing this. Masama bang isuot ito? Masama bang inumin ito? Masama bang kainin ito? It is wrong to say, sabi ng Bible, mali, wag kang magsusuot niyan, wala sa Bible, wag kang iinom niyan, wag kang kakain. Mali daw na ituro. That's toxic theology. That's legalism. On the other hand, it's also wrong to think that, I'm free, I can do anything, eat anything, drink anything, I don't care what people feel, I don't care what people say. Wala akong pakialam sa inyo, malaya ako kay Kristo. Mali din daw yun. Dalawang mali. What is the Apostle Paul telling us? 1 Corinthians 10, love.
You love God, love people. And love sometimes is better and greater and stronger than our freedom. You give up your rights for the sake of the weak. You give up your freedom for the sake of the lost. You give it up. Which brings us to number four. Use your freedom to become like Christ in the way you live. Ah, ang ganda. Lord, gamitin mo ang kalayaan mo to become like Christ. Maging katulad ni Kristo sa buhay mo. Apostle Paul says, follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. Gayahin niyo ako kung paano ko ginagaya si Christ. Alam ng mga tao, Corinth, Paul gave up his profit. Sige, huwag niyo na ako swilduhan. Lumaki lang ang church. Dumami lang ang mga taong tagasunod ni Jesus. Kahit wala akong sweldo, kahit wala akong pagkain, kahit di nyo na ako alagaan, huwag nyo na ako isipin. Kahit di na ako mag-asawa, kahit di na ako uminom, kumain ito, kahit di na ito, para lang sa Panginoon at para sa mga tao. Apostle Paul says, I'm following Christ. Corinthians is an invitation to follow the cross. Si Jesus nakapako, halos hubot-hubad, dinuraan, minura, pinahiya, tinraidor, binato, sinaktan, duguan. Panginoon, Ama, patawarin mo sila. That's the cross. Kaya ko magmahal kahit masakit kasi pinatawad ako ni Jesus. Kaya ko magparaya, magbigay kasi pinagbigyan ako ng Diyos. And that's the cross. Corinthians is an invitation to the cross. To live for the cross. To give and love because of the cross. Na yung ginawa ni Jesus, kaya nang natin gawin sa iba. We are recipients of grace. We are bearers of grace. We have received forgiveness. We can forgive those who hurt us. And those who have been enemies. We can love. Tandaan niyo to. Christians must use their freedom for the glory of God by breaking evil behavior, building people up, bringing sinners to salvation, becoming like Christ in the way they live their lives. Our desire to honor God and our love for others must be stronger. Mas matindi yung pagmamahal dapat natin sa Diyos at sa tao kumpara sa ating mga personal na kalayaan at karapatan, our personal rights and freedoms. Oh, today we talked about four beautiful, powerful, at the same time, painful truths. How should Christians use their freedom for the glory of God? Use your freedom to break evil behavior. Huwag na kayong sumama sa mga gawain ng demonyo. Huwag niyo nang balikan yung basurang buhay niyo dati. Sa Panginoon na kayo. Use your freedom to build people up. Oo nga, walang bawal kainin, walang bawal inumin, walang bawal isuot, walang bawal pakinggang kanta. Lahat pwede. Pero pag minasasaktan, tigil mo. Mas mahalaga magmahal kaysa malaya. Use your freedom to bring sinners to salvation. Dapat may naliligtas sa Panginoon dahil sa buhay mo. Use your freedom to become like Christ in the way you live your life. Tayo pong lahat ay tumayo, tayo manalangin. Let's all stand and let's pray. Lord, salamat po sa araw na ito, sa iyong mensahe para sa amin. Thank you, Lord, for your word today, for your encouragement for us to live like Christ. Thank you also for your rebuke, O God, for us to choose love more than our freedom. Turuan mo po kami, Panginoong Diyos, na piliin po ang pagmamahal sa iyo, pagmamahal sa aming kapwa, ang pagpaparangal sa iyo at ang aming concern sa aming kapwa, more than our rights and our privileges and our comfort in our freedom. Patawad po, Panginoon, kung kami po ay nakasakit ng iba dahil pinipilit namin yung palagay namin ay tama, yung gusto namin, yung kalayaan namin, yung karapatan namin. Patawad, Panginoon, kung merong umalis ng church dahil sa aming ugali. Patawad, Panginoon, kung merong tinalikuran nila si Jesus dahil sa aming masamang ugali at sa aming kayabangan. Patawad, Panginoon, hindi namin iniisip ang iba. Sarili lang namin iniisip namin. Lord, turuan mo nga kami na maging katulad ni Kristo. Kahit nakapako sa krus, dinuraan, minura, pinahiya, tinalikuran, sinaktan, pinatay. nagmahal, nagpatawad, nagparaya, naglingkod, kahit masakit. Help us, Lord God, to be like Christ, to serve even when it hurts, to love even when people do not appreciate, to give even when it's painful, to forgive even when it hurts the most. Oh God, have mercy on us. Change us. Teach us. Guide us. Help us. Tulungan mo po kami, Panginoon.